Dominion's Rob Richardson said the company's plans for closing the ponds continue to evolve.
Dominion is beginning a feasibility study right away. We have been consistent in saying that we're working to develop closure plans that are specifically designed for each site that are protective of the environment and fully compliant.
The James River Association's Jamie Brunkow says the amendments, which will be considered when the General Assembly reconvenes on April 5th, strengthen the bill and align with its original intent.
We now call upon the House of Delegates to pass this bill to make sure that we move forward on the safest and best option for closing coal ash sites across the state.
John Ogle, WCVE News.